Ugo Clodan works at the RED Project, helping folks living with HIV. He's also the curator of Mexican Sans Frontières, a gallery on South Division that brings jazz and avant-garde shows to Grand Rapids. He's trim, middle-aged, and is a transplant from Mexico City. First, I ask, what changed in 2017?
Well, we had a lot of struggles in the community as far as relationships with the Grand Rapids Police Department. I think that we felt that there was going to be progress, and it seems like we've gone backwards.
What are you thankful for as far as this year is concerned?
Well, I'm thankful that more people are becoming aware, are becoming active in their communities. There's people mobilizing in terms of anti-gentrification efforts. I see more people being aware of diversity issues in their workplace, women's issues in their workplace.
What would you like to see change in 2018?
I'd like to see more unification in the community. I think that I'd like to see the city commissioners do something about the problems in the community, that they're more transparent. I hope that the downtown becomes more enjoyable to visit, that we make efforts to help people that are on the street.
What would you like to say to Grand Rapidians in general?
There's a lot of grassroots activities going on. There's a lot of small venues. There's a lot of mom and pop shops that are appearing, and that if you support those small things, we'll get big results.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.